The heat exposure can help you to fight depression. It can help you with physical and mental resilience. Because after a while, after 10 or 15 or 20 minutes, you will feel, this is too hot. But as you stay in there for that 15 or 20 minutes and you stay resilient, benefits you physically and mentally.
Most hosts never achieve the results they hoped for. They're falling short on listenership and monetization, meaning their message isn't being heard and their show ends up costing them money. This podcast was created to help you grow your listenership and make money while you're at it. Get ready to take notes. Here's your host, Adam Adams.
Hey, podcaster. It's your host, Adam Adams. And this episode, we are talking about something that I think could benefit you. It's something that gives you just an idea that you could implement that could benefit you as a podcast host and as a human being, a better parent, a better grandparent, a better lover, a better teacher, a better friend, and a better business person. And as we talk about this, it's a little biohack. I decided that in the first few weeks of a new year, I'm going to just talk about a couple of things that of biohacks, things that we could do to get huge results, to be better at podcasting and better at life. And in this episode, I want to talk about heat exposure, exposing yourself purposely to higher levels of heat. And there's a couple of ways that you can do that. One of the ways you could do that is by getting into a steam room. Another way you could do that is you could get in a dry sauna. Another way is a hot bath at the end of the night. Or if you've got a hot tub at your house or your apartment, if you've got a hot tub somewhere that you can, maybe you're on vacation and you're at a hotel, go and visit the hot tub at night. So these things, these are called heat exposure, and there's a huge benefit, a lot of things that you can gain from purposefully exposing yourself to heat. Now, there is a warning that you should try to limit that heat exposure to about 20 minutes, around 20 minutes. So if you're doing a hot bath or you're going into the dry sauna or the steam room or hot tub, try to focus on being in there for about 15 to 20 minutes. And I understand myself because I had a sauna for a year. I was trying to get in the sauna every single night, and I built up to where I could go for about 2 hours. I actually learned the science after I did this, and I thought that I was so amazing because like I got to 2 hours. Now, there are some benefits to going as long as you can and really suffering, but really where you want to get the best benefit, it's between a 15-minute to 20-minute window, and so you don't need to overdo it. Some, in many ways, you actually start losing some of the benefit by going too long. But did you know that if you do sauna, that you can increase your human growth hormone, HGH, which basically makes you more hungry. It makes you be able to turn anything that you eat into a benefit. It's more of an anabolic state where basically if you're eating even things that are in somewhat bad for you, you can turn them into muscle better than if, for example, if you're trying to eat and you don't have that heat exposure, because the human growth hormone, one of the things that it can help do is partition where those calories go, which basically means that if you can boost your human growth hormone by doing heat exposure 20 minutes a day, for example, then it'll partition it, which means it'll decide where it goes. And rather than going into fat, rather than turning that calorie into building more fat, it'll turn that calorie into building more muscle. And as you are stronger, you have stronger muscles or bigger muscles, you can burn even more fat. So this subtle thing to increase a little bit of human growth hormone by, I think the number was, the last number that I looked at was like 3,000%, 3,000% higher human growth hormone by jumping into a sauna for 20 minutes. As you stimulate human growth hormone in that 20 minutes and go have a 3,000% higher HGH in your body, that growth hormone is going to allow you to not get fat, but instead build muscle and look great. Another thing that it'll do is it actually will make you look and feel younger, look and feel. Your cardiovascular system will be strengthened. Your heart will be strengthened, your blood vessels will be strengthened and cleaned out, and some of the bad cholesterol that gets stuck into your body. By the way, side note, you don't gain cholesterol by eating cholesterol. You gain cholesterol by being stressed or by eating too much sugar. So you don't get bad cholesterol by eating bad cholesterol. By eating cholesterol, you get it by eating usually sugars or just being stressed. So if you're thinking, I got to stay away from butter, if you're thinking, I got to stay away from red meat, or if you're thinking, I got to stay away from name that thing, you probably don't. You probably are going to be able to be benefited from it. You could be benefited from it, but and especially if you get some heat exposure. So it'll also increase testosterone. I mentioned this in another episode. Men and women both need testosterone. There's a number of benefits that you get from having that testosterone. It helps you sleep better. It helps you have a better, happier sex life. It helps you to be able to sleep better at night. It helps you to be able to build more muscle. It helps you to be able to burn more fat. It helps you to be less stressed. So if you can increase your testosterone just by getting into a sauna or a hot tub, even that includes your bath, for 15 to 20 minutes every night, you're going to be able to sleep better and look better, feel better. It also makes you younger. It helps your skin. What else can it do? It can help you with the musculoskeletal health benefits, cardiovascular health, boosting your immune system, similar to an ice bath. That boosts your immune system as well. It'll help you detox. It'll help you take poisons out of your blood system. One caution is as you sweat, you actually also lose electrolytes. And electrolytes are beneficial, like magnesium, potassium, sodium, and so on. Magnesium, potassium, sodium are really good for you. And as you're detoxing and the toxins come out of your body, you will also lose some of your electrolytes. So I hope that I can talk you into, if you're going to spend 20 minutes a night with a sauna or a hot tub or a hot bath, and you're going to be sweating and detoxing, please also replenish yourself, not just with water, but with electrolytes in water. You could get a little bit from Gatorade, or I've got a powder that's electrolyte powder, or you could get different pills where you have like magnesium pill, a potassium pill, a sodium pill, for example. And as you take in these electrolytes, it can benefit you so that you don't get headaches or feel bad or feel hungover the next day. So just a side note, yes, you will detox. You'll also pull out some electrolytes. So you want to replace the electrolytes. It'll help you fight depression in a major way. Just like exercise can stimulate those endorphins to help you to be less depressed, so can heat exposure and cold exposure. The heat exposure can help you to fight depression. It can help you with physical and mental resilience. Because after a while, after 10 or 15 or 20 minutes, you will feel like this is too hot. But as you stay in there for that 15 or 20 minutes and you stay resilient, benefits you physically and mentally to be able to withstand things like the heat, if you can't take the heat, right? What else can it do? Actually, majorly improve athletic performance, because it does boost testosterone, because it does hugely improve by 3,000% your growth hormone. You're going to be stronger the next day. You're going to be able to increase your athletic performance because you'll have better blood flow. You actually build more blood vessels, and you also clear out the blood vessels from the gross gunk that was inside of your blood that came from poor diet or stress. So that'll help you majorly with athletic performance. You can run faster, jump higher, run longer distance, a number of things. It's pretty incredible. It'll definitely lower your stress. And it can improve your sleep, especially if you do it soon before you go to bed. So for me, with cold exposure and heat exposure, I try to do, and I have been doing this every day for a while, I do the cold exposure almost as soon as I wake up, normally within 30 minutes. Sometimes I'll procrastinate, but I'll try to do the cold right when I wake up. And I try to do the heat soon before going to bed. So I might watch TV with my sweetheart or with my kids, something like that. I'll watch television, watch a Netflix. And then after, I'll draw a hot bath and I'll turn on my red lights for red light therapy as well. But I'll draw a hot bath, put Epsom salt in there. It's a magnesium, basically. And I'll sit in there for usually under 30 minutes. Again, if you go too far past 20 minutes in the heat, it's not as good for you. But sometimes I'm like, I love the way this feels, and I'll go a little long. Benefit would be 15 to 20 minutes in Epsom salt bath, and then you go ahead and drain it, and you get all of those benefits about sleep and testosterone and growth hormone and detox and immune system and mental resilience and athletic performance and muscular recovery and lowering your stress. And again, as you go hot, well, I didn't finish saying this, but as you get really hot right before night and your body is able to just cool down, you will feel more tired. You'll be able to sleep much, much easier, especially if you did cold exposure earlier on in the day. It can be huge. I'm going to let you go, and I want to see you on the next episode. So don't go anywhere. I'll see you right there.
You're not alone if you're ready to either get your very first affordable microphone or if you're ready to upgrade your equipment to some legit podcasting studio equipment. Because on all of the forums over the last few months, I'm seeing this all the time. Even my own personal clients that work with my team, they're ready to get that next microphone. They're asking us for it. Additionally, when I'm on discovery calls with potential clients, they're always asking for this stuff. Hey, what mic do you recommend? Hey, what lighting do you recommend? What webcam should I be using? So many questions. And so what we did, my whole team has put together a PDF so that if you're one of those people who is looking to either get your very first affordable microphone, or if you're ready to upgrade your equipment to more professional podcast studio equipment, whether it's soundproofing or whatever, we've got you covered by going to growyourshow.com/PDF. And you can download the PDF for free. Or right there on the webpage is everything that you would have and you don't need to download the PDF. Either way, just go to growyourshow.com/PDF, which will put you to the podcasting equipment that me and my team have personally vetted. I'll see you on the next episode.